Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Dana Carvey and David Spade here.
You might know our podcast, Fly on the Wall, featuring guests from across the entertainment industry.
We decided to do a spinoff called Superfly, and it's fun. It's just two of us riffing on current events, pop culture, catching up, impressions.
Joe, Trump's trying to be a dictator.
Yeah, it's a bump on the tater tots.
Joe, no.
Listen to and follow Superfly on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
Before we get into it, you're just, what, coming back from Northwest Stadium?
Yes.
Where you participated. Do they still call it Harvest Feast? Is that what they still call it? Or I don't even know.
If I were in a journalistic environment, you would think that I would be prepared.
I usually get an email about it, but I did not see anything about it this year.
No, Caroline hooks a brother up.
Okay.
All the time.
But you were at Northwest Stadium with the team, fellow alumni.
Yeah, Mark Hine.
Right.
Who always is above board with enthusiasm and a guy who's, I just like his presence. Great vibes all the time.
Sure.
Mark Clark Hine, Construction.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the Capital Food Area Bank. It was, I'm inspired by the fact that many people give. Smoot emceed brilliantly, as always, because he just makes you laugh.
Mm-hmm.
He puts you in a good spirit. And so that's always makes me feel good to see how many people give up. The federal credit unions, as always, Pepsi, Bank America, all the people that usually do this, Campbell's United Foundation, Eastern Motor Automotive, over and over and over. You've been there many years.
Sure.
You've heard it. It's the team does a magnificent job.
Yeah.
And I'm talking about the volunteers. Tailgate Ted had like a brace around him. He's pulling in hydraulics with lifting up all these millions of pounds of
turkey.
Turkey. Not turkey. Yeah. No, they have turkey, but it's the canned goods.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The potatoes and onions and everything. When you get a sack, these sacks that are put together, and there's thousands of bags that will be distributed throughout the area, and they're loaded. So I've been different over the years. You have different roles. Today I was a bagger, but in the past I've been, you might be in one area where you just loading apples, or you're loading onions or potatoes, and that's your deal. And you're rolling like an assembly line. And a lot of the legends are there, and guys lined up, and they gave guys these great, your number, the past number of jerseys. So it's a real spirited action and contribution of people. They started Monday. They'll be there today. Some guys put in 4, 5, 6, 8 hours worth of volunteer work or more. And the places they did in the Legends area, that area now is really
the Legends Plaza.
The plaza is a godsend because it's so expanded.
Mm-hmm.
Last year we were inside, and that wind tunnel. You know you've been in there a lot. When it gets cold or cool, not fun. So they said Monday when the rain came in, they had to move all those bags inside. And it just worked out well. We're in a good mood, even though it's a rotten atmosphere, because you can't hide the stink of Sunday's performance.
Nope.
And the aftermath of people are in somewhat shock still remaining, that they're just in disbelief because they can't believe anybody can beat you in the NFL. But you couldn't have been set up with offensive line, just Hall of Famer not playing, starter not playing, no way. Dak out, this guy out. What? And then you can't win a game at
still
home?
Yep.
And then the DA was pissed off in the moment I walked in the stadium. And what the hell are they doing wearing those white jerseys? Who let them in white? Again, I know some people will say, what does that mean? Well, for my era, it was a taboo because they hate wearing white. They hate wearing that blue. Mm. We never let them in white.
Mm.
People are going to say, do you really think that matters? Does to me, because that's what we grew up. We never let it happen. And the first thing hit my mind, the moment I walked in the stadium, I go, well, who the hell let that happen? That's just what I felt. That's what I felt. And I thought, it don't matter. Hell, they could wear polka dot. We're going to kick they behind, and then I'll be damned. So that's what, in my mind, they say superstitions, these little things are so weird and so crazy, but you cannot convince me any other way because that's what I was raised upon.
Right.
Since 19, we never would let it happen, ever. Well, because they don't like it.
You've been a part of this thing for a long time.
Well, it's 40 years, and I go, they don't like wearing that dark.
Yeah.
That's why we always put them in it. And they go, do you really think that makes a difference? Yeah, I do.
Yeah, it's funny that you mention that because I'm, like, trying in my mind, like, oh, yeah, wait.
No, we're always in white.
What colors were, you know, like.
We don't do that.
You know,
it don't happen. But again, maybe it means nothing to you out there listening.
Yeah. But to you, it means
something. First thing I saw, I go, wait a minute, hold it. Did they not get the memo? We don't let those clowns get in white because they hate wearing that blue.
Mm-hmm.
They don't wear it unless they're forced to wear it. That's why we always force them to wear it.
Mm. All right, that's the DOC. Back from Northwest Stadium, doing some good charity work with the Commanders and the Commanders Charitable Foundation, obviously for Thanksgiving, distributing tons and tons of meals to families that need it and quite honestly can now enjoy a Thanksgiving dinner and hopefully much more. I will say this, even when Dan Snyder was, you know, in charge of the organization, the organization did a great job every year at this time of the year, Tuesday, generally right before Thanksgiving, because the idea is to provide, obviously, again, the turkey, the mashed potatoes, the stuffing, the canned goods and whatever, so that they can have at least one. And again, probably more good Thanksgiving meals. So great job out of you guys and everyone.
For a family of four, they save thousands. And even the best part, which I couldn't do today because Essek, I didn't want to piss him off by not being here, but was when we used
he's
to go.
He's a very angry guy.
Oh, he is. He's got a temper, too.
He says he hasn't slept since Sunday morning. Temper.
But when you make the drops to the community centers and actually make the drop-offs and meet the people at the community, that's the best moments when people are there and you get to actually meet them. That, to me, is the priceless moments that you get to share in here. And even though win, lose, or draw, even when we sucked, it was the best moment because the product on the field was awful.
Right.
So this was a way you could
reach out and touch the people and make an impact. And,
So, you know, hopefully they'll bounce back. And again, but anyway, that's enough about Washington.